July 23rd, Friday. What will take place on that day? The movie Ten Commandments is an adaptation of the Exodus that deals with the life of Moses. It is considered one of the representative works among Christian films. A total of 50,000 actors and beasts were used to film the scene of the parting of the Red Sea, which was the highlight of the movie. That scene alone conveyed God's miracles in a realistic way and demonstrated high-quality visual beauty for a work that was produced half a century ago. In addition, the movie contains content to help viewers deeply meditate on Moses' agony, the Israelites' unbelief, and God's grace that protected and led the Israelites in the midst of adverse conditions. The 220-minute movie amply helps viewers think about, meditate on, and become imprinted with God's word that changed both the Israelites' fate and destiny and theirs through the Exodus. How about setting aside time to restore your thanksgiving regarding salvation that you've received on the day when God delivered you? On that day, when fate and destiny changes. Numbers 28, verse 31. Besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, you shall offer them and their drink offering. See that they are without blemish. God has allowed you to change your destiny on that day. That day means the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost. If Passover means that all problems are completely finished, then Pentecost means that the works of the Holy Spirit will be enjoyed forever. In order to enjoy the blessing of the feasts like these, you must receive answers from the tabernacle, the temple, and the church. Then what are the blessings contained in those answers? Number one, the blessing of liberation from your old destiny. Manna, quail, Aaron's staff, and the Ark of the Covenant symbolize the mysteries of Passover. At the appropriate times, God parted the Red Sea, carried out the 10 miracles, and liberated the Israelites from their old fate and destiny. This stream must be experienced in the actual field, and a system must be established to gain answers through the Word. Number two, new fate and destiny, and the blessing of a new age. The greatest power is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Without it, true healing, growth, and renewal to become the summit is impossible. You must be completely filled with God's power in order to change the fate and destiny of this age that is covered in darkness. The filling of the Holy Spirit is the only way to save the 237 nations of the world. In order to realistically experience the blessings of healing, summit, and 237, the church must prepare for that day. God will give the answer of never before and never again, and as well as the answer of entering Canaan after life in the wilderness has completely ended. Dear God, help me to stand as a witness of the church who firmly holds onto and relays your covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.